Tefillah for Life, Shir number 25, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Kisetze. We are discussing the proper way to make a bracha and what should be going through our minds when we say the words of the bracha. Now the third word of the bracha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we pronounce it Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. And let's understand why it's like that, and let's figure out what we are doing when we say Hashem's name. Now, there is an important halacha that we have to know, and that is that the Mefarshim say that when a person says Hashem's name, he should be aware that he is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Now, practically speaking, this is a difficult thing to do for most people, but we just want to raise awareness on the topic that there is such a concept and there are people that are able to do it. And if we are able to do it, when we are able to do it, we should definitely put in the effort. But that's what the Mefarshim say, that every time we say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be aware that we are talking to Hashem, and we will explain what we are supposed to think in our heads. But the reason for this is because every time we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, He turns to us, so to speak. So to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name without thinking in our heads that we are referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a terrible bezayin to Hashem. It's a chutzpah. And therefore a person can try his best to try to be aware that he is saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's analyze what the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents. The name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Mefarshim explain, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya, Hoive, V'yiye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically infinite. He was, is, and will always be. Now just to think about that for 1 second, we are finite, and we are able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is infinite. And that is an amazing thing to think about. And we're going to explain why we don't say that name. But really, when we are saying a bracha, every time we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we are relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is really infinite. And really, it should be impossible for a human being to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is not human, who is totally infinite. And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power to relate to Him. And it's up to us to appreciate it. And every single time we make a bracha, we are relating to something that is beyond our comprehension. We can't even comprehend something that is not finite. And yet, we say it 100 times a day, and hopefully we put a little bit more thought into it. That we are talking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite capacity, so to speak. And that's the reason why we don't pronounce the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, because practically speaking, on an open level, we cannot relate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite capacity, so to speak. And that's why we pronounce it Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, which will explain what these two hanhagas mean. But the idea is the first thing that we have to internalize. Every single time we make a bracha, we are relating directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it brings us bracha. Because bracha comes from an infinite source. Klala Rachmana Litzlan means that something is finite, something is limited. Bracha demonstrates unlimited capacity. And that's why when we make a bracha properly, and we are aware that we are relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is infinite, we are zoiche to bracha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is endless is the source of endless bracha.